Hi, this is Bob Emmons speaking for Owl Radio, a production of the Skidumpa Library. And I'm speaking today with a good friend, Don Edwards. He's a retired Army Major General, former adjutant of the Adjutant General of the Vermont National Guard, and graduate of Norwich University, which, interestingly enough, his year had a greater percentage of people attaining the general's rank than West Point. Don was not only a commentator for Fox News, but he also was a aide and veterans advisor to Bernie Sanders, which is kind of an interesting dichotomy, particularly the Fox News part, particularly for a guy who had 100% approval rating from the ACLU when he was a Vermont legislator. So I guess the first question is, Don, is how do you think you ended up being selected by Fox News to be a commentator after 9/11?
Well, at that time, before all of the excitement about terrorism grew, there were like seven of us in Washington, D.C., who were regarded as knowledgeable about Homeland Security. And I'd done some studies and work for the Joint Staff in the Pentagon. And apparently, from what I heard later from Fox News, a command sergeant major had recommended me to Fox News. I have no idea who the gentleman was. But the phone rang, and there it was, and it was Fox. And I almost did a Don Edwards thing and said, "Yea, verily, and I'm Santa Claus." But I ended up down next to the Capitol at the home studios of Fox News in Washington, analyzing what was going on in the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq.
What did you think of the people there? I mean, that's...
Well, it was hard, Bob. The younger staff were marvelous, and they were, in some cases, clearly not being treated well. I happened to have the good fortune of working for Greta Van Susteren and Shep Smith, both of whom are not conservatives. I did one interview with one of the arch-conservative commentators who disagreed with my professional assessment, and when he got done, asked me what I thought, and I told him that might be his personal assessment, but my professional assessment wasn't the same. That was the end of that, and I thought it would be the end of my career in Fox News. But it wasn't. I went on for another 4 or 5 years with Greta and company.
How did you end up with Bernie? I assume because you were Adjutant General of the Vermont Guard and the legislature, so you obviously knew him from seeing him around the state.
Well, I'd known Bernie since he was a reporter for a weekly newspaper like our Lincoln County paper when I was in the legislature. We were conversational. We weren't good friends. And then out of the blue, and I don't want to get into that detailed story. You can ask me about it if you want it, how he became mayor of Burlington by less than 10 votes. And I had a tradition when we did our Memorial Day parade in Burlington of going down and standing with the city officials on the steps at City Hall as the parade came by. And Bernie and I were standing there together and, you know, doing the honors to the colors, etc. And this guy came by wearing the Medal of Honor. And Bernie looked at me and I looked at him and he wanted to know who he was. And so I said, "Bernie, I don't know. I don't believe there's a living Medal of Honor recipient in Vermont." And turns out, I made a few calls and turned it over to the authorities. He wasn't. He was an imposter wearing the Medal of Honor.
Oh, man.
Yes. Not a good thing. It didn't make me happy.
Let me, you know, just from seeing Bernie on television, and obviously, I mean, he seemed so intense, totally lacking in a sense of humor. I mean, not at all charismatic. And yet I read the other day that he's the most popular senator in the United States in his own home state, 68%. What does he do that makes him so magical in Vermont?
He's the guy next door. He has a tradition of going to every little town and visiting it. Not every year, but over a period of time, Bernie will show up in every single town in Vermont and just visit with the people in the town. And he's not Senator, he's Bernie. And the people in the state regard him as Bernie. When I worked for him, it was really neat because we'd be someplace or other and people would be coming up, "Hey, Bernie, it's great to see you. What do you know about this?" He's just the guy next door.
Did he know their names too?
In lots of cases he does. Yes, he does. And the last time he ran for election, he was doing this gig. He goes around and has town meetings all over Vermont. And across the river in seven towns in New Hampshire asked him to come and have a town meeting in New Hampshire while he was running for election. And he did because they asked him to.
I know you worked on you were not only helping with Veterans Affairs, but you worked on other issues too. But I know there was one bill that you had pretty good success with that was very close to your heart.
Yeah, it is. You and I know the problems with the Agent Orange bill and how it finally got through and what a great thing it's been for people like you and me. Well, the veterans that were in the business in Iraq and Afghanistan and what all were exposed to all kinds of things. The Middle East and the deserts are not a friendly place. In fact, just the way we dispose of some of our waste, it's turned out, has been very dangerous. So we were concerned about the fact that these veterans were coming home and they were sick. I had people who came home. I remember one guy in particular, he couldn't tell the difference between a red light and a green light. I had another guy who his wife would send him to the grocery store and he couldn't remember what was on the grocery list, much less pick the stuff out. So we were really concerned about it. So Bernie, in the chair of the House Government Operations Committee, decided to put together a bill to take care of the vets. And I participated in that. It was quite a process. And we got it passed. And it basically says that if veterans are exposed to any one of 30-some substances and have illnesses, they will be taken care of. And if there's any dispute about it, it won't be decided by the Department of Defense or National Health. It'll be decided by authorities outside of the Pentagon and the VA. And it's been a godsend for those young folks.
Yeah, I was never aware how strong Bernie was on Veterans Affairs until you told me. Well, thank you very much. Certainly appreciate the information. I'm sure hopefully we'll do this again because you've got a lot of fascinating stories to tell.
Don't we both?
This is Bob Emmons for Owl Radio. Thank you for listening.